All right, Cooper Webb, first outdoors, like you're a Supercross champion. So is it, we'll start with this. It's everything you worked for, and is it tough to get in 1 week off, get the motivation, the grind, everything you need for an outdoor?
It's not easy by any means, but I think it's just adjusting expectations, right? I think the team knows, right? We put all our eggs in the Supercross basket, and today was like my fifth day of outdoors. So, I mean, we're starting slow for sure, but I think, you know, that was the main goal this year. It's no secret. Obviously, my outdoor riding isn't quite as good as my Supercross riding, even though we're trying to change that. So my goal this year was to win Supercross Championship. That's why I get hired. That's what the goal always is. So with that being said, I think it's for once I'm actually able to kind of have some fun this summer and just race and get my feet wet and not really have any pressure, right? I have two amazing teammates. We have a great, solid team, and it kind of helps, I guess, alleviate the pressure when you got, you know, Jay Coop and Eli as your teammates doing well. And even today, I was happy with today besides the DNF, you know.
Yeah, can we blame Alex on that or
no? It's racing, you know how it is. Yeah. You know, I think engine failure is it's a bummer because I felt good, was riding good. I think I was around that 7 or 8 again and battling the world champ, bro.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to get to. I was impressed. Second moto, deep in the second moto, you're catching Prado. And it's looking like you're going to get him. And then you kind of lose him a little bit. Anderson gets you. Like, was it a case of, like, if you would have got Prado right away, then Anderson doesn't get you? Or does he screw up your kind of, like, flow a little bit?
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, I think if I could have got Prado, I could have maybe set sail a little bit. I felt like he was kind of – not. I won't want to use the word holding us up, but I had a little bit of pace on him.
From a ways back.
For sure. Yeah. But I think that moto was just – two to go. I started to feel it, right? I mean, I've only done probably 235, so I think just needed some more motocross fitness a little bit. And but yeah, I mean, like I said, it was overall a good day besides the mess up with the bike.
When the bike's going like that, you know what's going on. Are you sketched out, or what's that like?
Honestly, I didn't know. It started losing power, and I thought I just smoked the clutch because they were riding clutch. And I'm actually back on a cable clutch for outdoors, so I just haven't had much experience, so I was like, well, dang, maybe I did just smoke my clutch, but it wasn't the case. So when it started to get slow and it started ticking, it got a little sketchy for me, but I just was assuming it was the clutch overheating. But yeah, that like two laps before it went, I started hearing the clicking, and I was kind of jumping with the front end high, stuff like that, just in case, and yeah, it went on me.
We have a mutual friend. He's like, I think Coop's going to do at least 6 outdoors, but we are on the record. We are doing outdoors. I mean, anything can happen, obviously, but we are doing 11.
Yes. I told Weege this morning, you guys are TMZ. Okay. Phil let you down.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in for outdoors. I explained to Weege, basically December was when I had the decision to make of when I retoured in December, partial tear. It was a 50-50 if you needed surgery or it was going to heal on its own. It ended up healing on its own. So no thumb issues, no issues. I mean, yeah, my contract's all of them. And, yeah, I have all ambitions to do all the outdoors.
Yeah. So my source is he's wrong again.
Yeah, right. It's just Phil. You got to take it with a grain of salt. He don't know.
Last question. Paddle, no paddle. Talk to Savashi, talk to AP, talk to different riders. They're like, the paddle's too sketchy outside of the start, but you need a paddle for a start. You went no paddle. What's it like? What's that decision like?
Yeah, it's for the start. Unfortunately, you needed it today. We stuck to no paddle. Obviously, being 38th gate pick for the second moto, it didn't matter what you had on there.
it was
so far out. But it seems to be the trend, and that's something you learn, right? I honestly didn't think about it until when I saw the first, you know, 5 guys have it. I'm like, huh, they might be onto something. But yeah, it's an unfortunate, however way you want to look at it, that it is probably not great on the track, but it's good for the start. Hopefully next weekend, shorter, they don't really go as deep, so we could probably not run it. So yeah, it's,
I just don't like
I blame,
the...
I blame Zacco.
Okay.
That's who you can blame.
Yeah, because he started it.
He started it.
Yeah, good point. All right, we'll do that. All right, thanks for sticking around. Yeah. Appreciate it.